As we are the Lame Day Dafyomi, and we learn Torah, and we try to be Kavei Itam L'Torah. So as we learn the Sugyas on Daf Nun Hei, about Limud HaTorah, it's appropriate that we try to understand some of the Gemaras about Limud HaTorah and how we could apply them to our day-to-day lives. Mention some Pshatim offered by the Mefarshim, and continue with discussing the halacha l'maisa on some of these halachas that we learn in these gemaras. The gemara that from the Hey Amar Aleph says, Amar Yishuv Malevi Hamahala, Amar Yishuv Malevi Hamahala Baderech Veni Moy Levoya. If somebody's traveling on the road and he has no one to accompany him, Yas V'Tari Shalun Shenema Ki Levoyas Hein Hein. The Torah is a escort to us. And continues the Gemara Chosh Baroisha. If somebody has a headache, Yasif Batayra Shalun Taira, Shinamak Kilavoyas Hein Hein Laroishecha. The Gemara continues Chosh Baroina Yasif Batayra, Shinam Vanokim Lagagar Secha, Chosh Bimeyav Yasif Batayra, Shinam Rufus Tehele Sharecha, Chosh Bamatsoisov, he has any pain Yasif Batayra Shinam Vesukilat Mesecha, Chosh Bakagufi Yasif Batayra Shinam Vachal Basari Marpe. So, the Mefarshim asks that the Gemara in Masechta Shavuos, Daf Tez Vav on the base, teaches us Amos Rappin B'Divrei Torah. That one may not use Divrei Torah as a refuah. And then for the Mefarshim ask, how could our Gemara suggest that one should learn Torah, and by learning Torah, he'll have a refuah? So, the Meiri actually explains that what Al Gemara doesn't mean to say that if somebody is chas v'shalom sick, he should learn Torah, because that will be a refuah. Actually, he says what the Gemara is teaching us is that if someone who learns Torah, that will be preventative, that he should not get sick. And what the Gemara says, Amos Rappin b'divrei Torah, what the Gemara means to say is that one can't use divrei Torah as a refuah if he's already sick, but not if he is not sick yet as a preventive measure. Another pshat is that the Gemara says, Oslos Rappus B'Divrei Torah, what the Gemara means to say is that if somebody is sick and he wants to learn Torah, and that should be his refuah, say a pasuk, and the pasuk will cause that the disease should go away, that is Oslos. Here, he's learning. And the Gemara is teaching us that one of the benefits of learning is that the person gets well. Another pshat that I saw, Chos Baroisha Yasik B'Toyra, is that people want to learn, but they believe that all sorts of excuses are acceptable why he shouldn't learn. Teaches us the Gemara, Chos Baroisha, yes, you're sick, and if you're sick, you can't learn, but you'll remain in Amaretz. And therefore, the Gemara is teaching us that even if you're chash b'roishoy, or you're chash in one of the other parts of your body, you should still learn Torah under all circumstances. That is the way we will remain. That is the way a Jew is supposed to live. The Prima Gadim actually has a whole different approach. Prima Gadim's approach is that a person who learns Torah is connecting himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara says, Ein loy laHaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'alamai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his world, Ela dalat amas shalalocha b'vad, only dalat amas shalalocha. So somebody who learns Torah is obviously connecting himself to learning, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the source of all good, that will bring to us good. Another pshat that I saw from the Elif L'Cha Shlomo, from Shlomo Kluger, the Shalos HaTshuvos, and Ohr HaChaim Simen Shin Nun Ches, he says that Torah has the ability to be mechaper on all averus. He says, just like the pasuk says, "Zayis Taurus Hoyla," the Zayis Taurus Asham, Kala Hikriv, Kala Lima Taurus Oyla is Kehilu Hikriv Oyla, Kala Lima Taurus Chatos is Kehilu Hikriv Chatos. He explains that it's not, of course, just limited to learning Kachim. It includes learning anything. And therefore, learning Torah brings kaparas avinus. And if somebody, unfortunately, not such good things are happening to an individual, they could all be related to the averis that the person transgresses. And the best kapara for an avera is Torah. The Nefesh HaChaim in Perek Dalet, in Shar Dalet, Perek Chavtes, says, we know the Ramach Mitzvah Saseh and Chesol Loi Saseh. He says, every Mitzvah Saseh and every Mitzvah Loi Saseh is connected to another limb or organ in the body. He says, but just like we know in the body, what is the organ that controls and most important in the whole body, it's the brain. Similarly, he says, Torah is the most important mitzvah, as we say every morning, V'salma Torah keneged kulam. And therefore, he says, just like Talmud Torah is the most important mitzvah, and it's comparable to the head, it's connected to the head. And therefore, he says, just like if a person learns Torah, chosh b'roishoy, yasik b'Torah, if somebody is chosh b'roishoy, then the Torah is for him the best refuah. And the Gemara continues, Amar Yehuda b'Rabchia, bar eish loy k'minis HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas bas v'dam. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals us and the way a human doctor works, it's certainly not the same. Midas bas v'dam, Adam Noisin Sam L'Chaveri, if somebody gives someone a medicine, a medication, L'zeh Yofel, L'zeh Kosher, for this patient it's fine, and for that patient it's difficult. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein. Noisin Torah Yisrael, he gives us the Torah, and Samhi L'Chaim L'Chol Gufay. Shnemar L'Chol Besorei Mapi. So, the Mefarshim explained that we find by medicines, sometimes a medicine works for one patient, but it doesn't work for another patient. Or sometimes a medicine works for one disease, but there are unfortunately side effects that adversely affect the person in other ways. Torah is such a powerful medicine that it works for everybody, and there are no negative side effects from learning Torah. There's only positive from learning Torah. The Gemara continues, Amar Vami Maidik Siv, Kinoim Kisishmer Mibitnu, Yukoinu Yachta Vasvasecha, Amosai Divri Torah Ni'imen, Bizmacha Tishmer Mibitacha. One has to remember his learning. We'll discuss this more later. Vamosai Tishmer Mibitacha, Bizmacha Yukoinu Yachta Vasvasecha. You have to speak what you learn, as we discussed in our previous shir. And the Gemara continues, Lashon Acher, Emesai Simchal Ish, when will a person be happy? Bizman Shebedava Be'itoy Matoy. Explained the Mefarshim, the Ben Yoyod explains, that the Gemara is teaching us that learning Torah, one has to learn Torah B'Simcha. As the Avni Nezer says in the Hagdama, to the Egle Tal, part of the mitzvah of Lima Torah, unlike all other mitzvahs, where we know by all other mitzvahs there's a rule of mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu, by Torah it's just the opposite. V'harevno, we say every morning, the words of Torah are supposed to be sweet to us. Says Davni Nezer, that's part of the mitzvah. So now, and furthermore, by enjoying what we learn, as we just discussed how important it is for one to retain the Torah one learns. So the Gemara is telling us, you know how you can be sure that you'll be able to retain what you learn? When Bizman Shudav B'Itamar Taif. That there's a special halakha that one should learn Torah during the season that that mitzvah is learned. And therefore, the right thing to do is to learn Torah, learn Hilchus Chag B'Chag. On Pesach, learn Hilchus Pesach, and on Sukkos, learn Hilchus Sukkos. The Gemara continues and describes in learning Torah, Im Adam Mesim Atzmai Ka'onik Zeh Sherof Ala Tzavar. If a person compares his learning to a necklace that surrounds his neck. So Rashi explains that just like a necklace is not put around the neck too tightly, it's put in a way that it shouldn't choke the person. A person who's learning Torah should be nice to other people. That's how Rashi explains. But the Mashal explains that the reason Divrei Torah are compared to a necklace, that the necklace is put on the neck, and the neck is towards the top of a person's body. So too, we know that Talmidei Chachamim are at the top, so to speak, of Klal Yisrael. But even though Talmidei Chachamim are at the top of Klal Yisrael, that doesn't mean that they have a right to abuse their position. On the contrary, they should be like a necklace. Just like a necklace is beautiful and very pleasant to look at, so too should one action and learning be. And therefore, we find that the Rambam, Paskins, Divrei Torah Nimshul in Hilchos Yesodei Torah, the Rambam Paskins, Divrei Torah Nimshul Kamayim, Divrei Torah are compared to water. Shnema hoy kol tzomei l'chul amayim. Loimelach, to teach us. Mayim em eskansim emakim madrim. You don't, water doesn't gather in a flat area. El nizal ma'alam eskansim emakim eshbroim. They gather together. Kach devetar enim tzibagase ruach. Someone who's arrogant cannot succeed in his learning. V'loy b'leiv kol g'valeiv. El bedaka b'shval ruach. Shemes abek b'afar ragle chachomim. U'meisra ha'taivas v'tanuga ezman b'libay. Modest people can succeed in their learning. Arrogant people, as we just had described, cannot succeed in the learning. The Gemara on Amud Beis, the Gemara actually says, in continuing to describe learning Torah, says, "Im adam meisim atzmai kechaya." If a person compares himself to a chaya, shederesas v'achelas. And Rashi gives two pshatim, and then v'ked amri shemasrechas v'achelas. And Rashi gives two pshatim in this Gemara. One pshat Rashi says that masrechas v'achelas, that in order for a person to succeed in his learning, he has to think about ruchnius. He has to think about his learning. If he will be busy thinking about gashmius, what he's eating and what he's wearing, that will not help to his learning. Another pshat Rashi says that just like an animal, immediately after it gets its food, it eats that food immediately. So too, says Rashi, when somebody learns something, he should immediately review it. He should immediately attempt to have that Torah become part of his life before Chas V'Shalom he forgets it, and he should absorb it as part of his life. The Gemara says on Amud Beis, the Gemara says, in continuing to describe Divrei Torah, and the Gemara says, Lama Nimshla Divrei Torah Kateina, and Lama Nimshla Divrei Torah Kayeles, and Lama Nimshla Divrei Torah Ladad, The Gemara keeps on describing Torah about, and all of these descriptions are similar, that they represent something new. And the Mefarshim explain that the lesson that we're learning from here is that for somebody to succeed in his learning, he has to take a fresh attitude to his learning. If somebody is going to take an attitude to his learning, that's, I learn every day, it's nothing, it doesn't represent anything fresh, that person will not succeed in his learning. And as we just said, furthermore, in order to succeed in learning, one has to be focused on the learning, on the ruchnius, and not on the gashmius. And therefore, the Ramah in Yerideya, Simen Resh Mem Vav, Sif Chaf Aleph, says, Haroitza Lezakas L'Kisra Shal Torah, if somebody wants to gain the Kesher Shal Torah, Yasa Oysa Kfar Malach Deroi, he has to make his main focus learning. V'yamed b'meisik, v'yask b'toyra. He should focus on learning. V'yosir tanuge hazman milibay. He shouldn't be busy with oilam hazeh. His focus should rather be on oilam haba. And therefore, the Gemara compares learning Torah to a child that's nursing. And I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is that unlike an adult who has a specific schedule when he eats, he has breakfast, lunch, supper, a child is constantly, when he cries and the mother thinks that the child has to eat, the mother feeds the child. So too, one should not limit his learning to specific times of the day. A person, whenever he has the ability to learn, he should take the opportunity to learn. But it's more than that. I saw Reb Chaim Volozhin and the Sefer Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos, on Perik Hei, Mishnah Chabez, says we find a very interesting phenomena when it comes to nursing. A child nurses the mother's milk, but it doesn't remain milk. It becomes part of what the child's makeup is. It becomes part of his body. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, the same thing with Torah. Every word of Torah that somebody learns becomes an essential part of who you are and what you are. And therefore, we find that a person can be learning Masechta Erevin and say Chidushim about other areas of Halacha. Because, as the Poskim say, there's a special bracha given to the people who are Lomdei Torah. There's a special bracha that is given to the Lomdei Torah that they are able to be mechadish, if they learn Torah b'shma, the mechadish Torah, and they become part of the Mesorah of Torah. And that's why I saw that the Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchis Birchis HaTorah says a very interesting vart. He says, when we make a bracha, in Hilchis Kriyas HaTorah, he make a bracha, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Noisin HaTorah. Because the Torah wasn't just given. We who learn Torah and apply ourselves to the learning of Torah, we become Noisin HaTorah. We become part of the Mesorah of those who learn Torah, and therefore we become a very important part of that chain.